Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They will have the ball to start the third quarter. Dallas leads 12-7. Snap to Wentz. Here comes pressure. Throws it deep down the left side. It is intercepted by Diggs.
Star up. Get that man back on social media to get his praise from RJ Choppy. It's star up, star down on a Cowboys Monday after they beat the Commanders 25-10. Give us your Cowboys report card on the truckwreck.com text line at 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Diggs had the interception before the half. He has 16 in 25 games. His knockdowns. A fourth down knock away with 8 minutes left. Had a fourth and two against Terry McLaurin in the fourth quarter. One catch allowed, two forced incompletions, one interception. The passer rating allowed a 0.0. Star up to Trayvon Diggs. A magnificent game as Terry McLaurin continues to not live up to that brand new contract they gave him in D.C., and my fantasy football team is paying the price.
Yeah, CD is quite clearly the best wide receiver in the division. I don't know that there's even a question about it at this point.
Ooh.
It's definitely not Terry McLaurin.
Anyone in Philly have something to say about that?
A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown got something to say
Close.
About that?
A.J. can say whatever he wants. He ain't it. I think it's quite clearly CD. But maybe that's just me. Who knows? But Diggs, I thought, had a game. I'd be interested to see what they score him at on PFF. Because I don't watch the all 22, and they do. So I'd be interested to see what they score him at in the plays that didn't go to him. But I thought that was probably his best coverage game, maybe of his career. He was fantastic, I thought.
How about the return of the Cowboys' number two receiver?
Big third down, snap to Rush. He's going to run out to his right with room. Somebody come help him. Throw it in the end zone for Gallup. Caught it. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Thank you, Brad Sham, who will join us at 8:40 this morning. Look, he only had two catches. They were huge. I think the first one was also on third down to extend the drive, and then the second one was the touchdown. Two catches for 24 yards, but he drew two penalties as well. He had two catches. He was drawing penalties. Star up Michael Gallup in his return.
Yeah, you know, it was just the two catches. One of them was the TD. It was good to see him get that. Really good to see him get that because, I mean, obviously that's what the wide receivers, they could get 10 catches, but they would probably rather get two catches and one TD than eight catches and none.
And that was a 15-play drive. The TD was on third down. That makes it 12-7. He drew a 38-yard pass interference in the third. He drew another one in the fourth. 65 yards in flags in addition to the two catches for 24 and one touchdown. And Cooper Rush was asked about his new weapon afterwards.
Yeah, it's exactly what you expected from him. I mean, he looked like Michael Gallup. Big-time play, run the back of the end zone there, getting open. Big-time third down, like I said. Drew the holding call, which, you know, he beats the guy off the line right away. I mean, he's gone. And another PI. So, big-time player. We're really happy for him. That was, I think, big for him, you know, just to go back out there and, you know, I'm still Michael Gallup and can go make plays, and it's really going to help us.
They needed the second guy. They need a third guy. And maybe Noah Brown is that third guy. I mean, he has put up some decent numbers here.
Tolo asked a great question. Is Noah going to be as involved when Dak returns? In the third quarter, they needed that play so badly when he hooked up with Noah for 45 yards. They were up 12-7. They're still in that one-score range. But third quarter, Coop to Noah Brown for 45, and that was huge. That's clearly his go-to guy, the training camp connection.
Yep, it seems to be. And a lot of times when the backup comes in, you see like the third stringer or the second stringer, the secondary guy get a lot of attention because they just got a good rapport. And it seems that way here. You mentioned Michael Gallup forcing the Commanders into some penalties. How about a star up to the Cowboys' lack of penalties?
Hey!
How about that one?
How nice and refreshing is it to face another team that is dumber and has worse timing than you? What? How many interceptions? You got to find that stat of interceptable balls. How many interceptions has Cooper Rush been saved by? I wanted to try to figure out yesterday whether he threw up one of those because he knew a flag was down. He had a free play, but that's probably four or five interceptions during this little run that Cooper Rush should have had, including two that got brought back yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but, you know, they didn't count, right? If you got penalties against you, they don't count.
So. 11 for 136. The Cowboys had 4 for 20. That's it.
That's it.
They almost had a perfect first half, except they called Biotis for pointing out defensive assignments.
Who?
Biotis. They called him out for a false start. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm sitting here pointing at the mic and the linebackers and the assignments, and they throw the flag on Biotis.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. But, you know, they were fantastic in terms of the discipline of the penalties. Or the lack thereof. And that's something this team has not had much of at all.
The Commanders had 12 total penalties coming in. 12 in three games. And yesterday they finished with 11 for 136. They had 128 total penalty yards in the first 3 weeks. So, man, it feels nice not to be the bad kids in school. There's worse kids than us.
Yeah, there are. There definitely are. It does feel good about that one. I got another one here for you, Sean. And he did not have a great game. He did not stuff the stat sheet very much. But the attention that Micah Parsons gets has made Tank Lawrence a force again. A couple of quarterback hits, no sacks, but a couple of quarterback hits and pressures on Carson Wentz. You cannot say enough about the attention that Micah Parsons brings to this defense and what it has done for the other players on that line.
Receivers. Wentz is in an empty gun. Second and 12 at his own 46. Dallas blitzes. It's Neville Gallimore. Van Der Esch was right behind him, but it was Neville Gallimore breaking through and getting the sack, the first of the day.
So when Gallimore and Mukwamu sacked Wentz, Dan Quinn's defense had 15 sacks in fewer than 3.5 games with 8 different players. They're coming from everywhere. 15 sacks, less than 3.5 games with 8 different players. And Mike McCarthy was asked, how hard is it? I know it's the Commanders in the NFC East. How hard is it in today's NFL to keep a team under 19 points?
I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, we all talk about 17 or less as a goal, but I mean, it's, we all know how the rules have changed in the last 10 to 12 years. You know, particularly with, you know, more space and so forth. So I think it's a real credit to our coaches and our players. You know, you can see this really building in the second half of the season last year. And you know, as we stated throughout the OTAs and training camp, this is a group that has a complete understanding of how we want to play. We've got a lot of depth. Love their competitive spirit. And, you know, just like anything, we made some corrections at halftime. They came out and did a great job, particularly with our run defense in the second half. So, that tells you something about the group. And they have a lot of pride. And, you know, once again, they want to be coached. And, you know, and particularly in, you know, it's just like anything, you know, rushing a passer is a privilege. You know, and that's why run defense is so important. And our guys really get that.
A privilege?
Privilege.
I have to mark that one down for Friday.
Rush privilege?
Rush privilege.
I've not heard that one.
I want to give...
By the way, don't ever use the term rush defense with this team again. Good gosh.
I want to give my star up real quick on the D-line to Dante Fowler. Had a third down sack. They were up 8. No, they were up 12 with 8 left. And Dante Fowler able to bring down Wentz. My star up defensively, Donovan Wilson. flying all over the place. This was a guy who I was told 2 years ago that they're not loving his work ethic. Right? He was one of these guys that was always around the football. When it bounced on the ground and there was a fumble, Donovan Wilson would somehow come up with it. But they weren't totally in love with his offseason commitment, and he is playing physical. He is a beast running around out there. And I guess while you're talking about guys in the secondary, how about the one who got the pregame heads up? Yo, you're playing. Jordan Lewis got hurt in pregames. Jordan Lewis is injured. So step in, Rook.
Wentz in the gun. They're sending six. Wentz gets rid of it over the middle. It's intercepted. It is Deron Bland, the rookie, with maybe a game-sealing interception on a pass for Curtis Samuel.
And there was the interception on the 20. Man, what media member? These media members go in. They go in after these games. Someone asked Jerry Payton, this is the cut. Have you given thought to potentially losing Dan Quinn in the offseason? We're asking this in week four?
What's going on here?
What is going on here? Hit this.
Well, again, I did something about that. I did something about Dan in the offseason. That's why we've got him today. Okay? I did something about that. And so I recognize that he was important in the offseason. And so that's, in other words, to answer your question, I don't have to say words. We did something about it. He's here.
How many more heroes didn't
have to be here. And so we're glad to have him here, obviously. And the players are playing because they feel a part of being a part of what he's started. You've got players like Lawrence and players like that. So there's a nice chemistry going on him here with his time with the Cowboys.
But I mean, next year.
Again, that's next year. But I know this, that we've done as good a job of having him here as you can do.
Who is asking? Talk about next year leaving.
What's going to happen in 3 years?
Talk about losing him next season.
Guys, there's 13 games left.
Without playoffs.
What are we doing?
How about a star up from Maher? Man, did we all get this one wrong? This freaking fool has come out here and basically been perfect. 53, 45, 28. We asked McCarthy about him on Friday. He's got four makes from 50 or longer, including a walk-off. The only miss of the year so far from 59. Star up, Brett Maher.
Yeah, and I don't care about a 59-yard miss.
No.
I know you don't care about a 59-yard miss either. Like, this is why, you know, teams, they freak out over their kickers all the time, and then they look at them, well, you know, he's missed this many, but you don't look inside at how many and how they were missed and what they were missed. Some kickers aren't asked to kick 59-yard field goals. Some aren't. Some are asked to only kick beyond 50. Well, I mean, there's a pretty big difference there.
Like Lutz is going to be punished yesterday for the double doink in London.
Yeah. How far was that one?
60. He would have been the only player in NFL history to make two field goals of 60 or more.
Yeah. And he's going to get dinked for that?
I mean, he might. I'm just trying
Somebody will. I mean, absolutely somebody will. And he's been one of the better kickers in the game for a while, perception-wise at least.
How about any star downs? Run defense.
Yeah, run defense.
They gave up 101 rush yards in the first half. Bobby Bell tweeted they found a little honey hole on that left side.
Yeah, they did.
Is that targeting Micah? They were averaging 6.8 yards a carry to the left side against the Cowboys. That better get fixed against Philadelphia.
All right, okay. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to predict this right now, and I'm very bad at predictions, but I'm going to predict this. Some dope is going to say, see, this is why you need to have Micah as a linebacker. Okay? They just got gashed for 142 rush yards in a game that was they won by 15, that they only allowed 10 points. It doesn't matter. But someone's going to say, we got to put a stop to this, and we got to move Mike off the defensive line, because if he's a linebacker, this doesn't happen.
More star up, star downs on the truckwreck.com text line. Let's start hearing from the Tolos on the text and Twitter. And is it time for Dak Prescott's return? Jerry Jones gives an update after the game. Hey, Cowboys Monday continues with the 6 a.m. Club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!